A newly released report has found nearly half of the 806 child deaths last year in Arizona could have been prevented. The annual Arizona Child Fatality Review Program reports a rise in firearm-related fatalities and suicides. Joining us to discuss the findings of the report and what can be done to prevent children from dying in Arizona is Dr. Mary Rimza. She's a pediatrician and chair of the Arizona Child Fatality Review Program. Dr. Rimza, good morning.
Good morning.
So how does what you found for 2017, 337 of the 806 child deaths were preventable, how does that compare to previous years?
Well, it's been fairly similar to last year. We have generally found at least a third of deaths were preventable. This is a little bit higher than in past years, but it's fairly similar.
And is this higher or lower right around where other states are as well? Do we know that?
It's hard to compare us with other states because we do a very comprehensive review of all child deaths to determine if they're preventable, and very few other states do that. So it's hard for us to make comparisons about the preventable deaths.
So what do we know about the leading causes of death among children in Arizona and the leading causes of preventable death?
Well, in terms of preventable deaths, which is what we try to focus on in the report and make recommendations, we know that one of the leading causes is infant suffocation. This continues to increase. We lost 84 healthy babies last year due to this. It happens from unsafe sleep environments and the way the babies are put to sleep. And it's the most common cause of death in an infant, not just preventable causes, but the most common cause overall.
Well, so I'm wondering about that because, you know, there's this huge, you know, back to sleep campaign to remind parents, new parents, to have their infants sleep on their backs as opposed to their stomachs. So is it just that campaign is not working? Do you need to do something different, maybe more of that?
Well, it's very important to have them to sleep on their back. But equally important, if not more important, is to have them sleep alone. And a lot of parents are co-sleeping with their infants, put them in the same bed with them or with other children, or putting them in someplace other than a crib. So there's really three important things: sleep alone, sleep on their back, and sleep in a crib to prevent these tragedies.
So you also found there was an increase in firearm-related fatalities, and obviously that has great, in addition to health concerns, there's great, you know, political questions and debates about that. But just based on what you found, what are you finding in terms of specifically the problems with firearms? Is it a matter of families having them that they're not secured, that kids are getting a hold of them when they shouldn't be?
A big issue is that the firearms are in the home and not secured. We found that 63% of the firearm deaths occurred in the child's home, and they were 51% of the time there were guns owned by the parents. So that is a big part of the issue, access to guns. That's the number one issue that we feel could be done to, you know, prevent these deaths, is to not let your children have access to guns.
So does that just mean making parents more aware of locking them up somewhere where their kids can't get to them?
Well, the ideal would be to not have the gun in the home, particularly if you have a child or another adult in the home who has some signs of depression, because many of these deaths are suicides, and sometimes there's a parent kills himself and their children. But if you want to have a gun in the home, it's important that the gun be locked without ammunition, and the ammunition be kept in a different place.
All right. That's Dr. Mary Rimza, a pediatrician and chair of the Arizona Child Fatality Review Program. Dr. Rimza, thanks a lot for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.